Well, we're meeting and then we're gonna end up.
That's toward high ankle sprains, usually a couple weeks, isn't it?
Hopefully not. I mean, it wasn't as bad that much I know, and it was on his opposite foot, I should say. So we'll see how he progresses, and we'll go from there. I'm hoping
good
it's not.
Good to have it be on the other leg, and now
I would think so. You know, but you never know. So we'll see how he responds to the treatment. I saw him coming in today, walking, and he looked okay. But I'm optimistic.
Film have you guys watched on Kansas City? We were talking to the players, and they said they're about to go break down film.
Right. Well, we as coaches, a lot of times what happens when you play a Monday night game, you spend your Monday mornings early going through some of the Kansas City stuff. And then, we got in yesterday, and they've been going ever since. And it's a lot of work. That's the tough thing about a short week. But I think we've caught up as far as the staff is concerned. From what I've seen and talking to the coaches, I believe we're where we need to be.
To go back to D'Angelo, obviously a lot of confidence in him.
Absolutely. He's played very well. I mean, he's run hard. He's every opportunity he's gotten, he's taken advantage of it. He's practiced well. He's been a professional, and that's all you can ask for guys. And, he'll get his chance, obviously. And Michael Tolbert will be the backup as far as the tailback position is concerned. And Richie Brock will play a little bit more fullback.
Heard D'Angelo described as a downhill runner. Is he a good fit for what you guys do in the
Well, game? What we'll try to do is make sure things that we do fit what he does best. You know, you don't try to force things. At the same time, you want to try and stay as close to what you do and just try to do it better.
I'm not asking you to give away a game plan here, but, you have experience facing Charles. How do you game plan for a guy like that?
I could use a Bum Phillips quote, but I'm not going to. I think that the thing about when you watch these guys is you really try to figure out what are his best runs, what does he do best, and try to work that way. You know, we were talking about earlier as a defensive staff, you know, that there are a couple plays that we have to make sure we stop and can handle, can control, that he runs extremely well. And if you have success doing that and then you force him to do something he doesn't want, I think you have a chance to have success. If you can't control their best runs or what you think his best runs are, they can be off to the races, so we've got to be smart about that.
Following up on that question with the run fits, it didn't seem to work so well against Philly. Plugging those holes against this week a little more important?
Well, very much so. And the unfortunate thing about a couple of the big runs they had, it was really a matter of one person, really. And that just shows you how important it is when you're playing certain types of defenses, that you can't be out of your crease, can't be out of your gap, and something bad will happen. And then you've got to tackle better. We didn't tackle very well in a couple of those plays as well either. We had opportunities to get them down and, keep them minimal gains. Instead, they turned into big plays, and you can't have that if you expect to win football games.
You haven't practiced yet. Is there going to be some additional work for the defensive backs at the Jugs machine this week?
For everybody. Anybody got a chance to catch football, you got to catch it.
With the dropped interceptions aside, you had some takeaways in the second half that really swung momentum. And a couple of them were on ones where rips out. Mm-hmm. How important has that been, reemphasizing just the turnover circuit and everything you've done?
Well, we do that constantly. We do it at least once a week. It's been a point of emphasis, I think, since about week three or four. And whether it's a Wednesday or a Thursday, Sean has them out there doing those things, and that's important. And the guys are beginning to see it and realize and recognize it and understand it. You know, Sean and I were part of it in Philadelphia. Coach Wilkes and I were part of it in Chicago and San Diego, and bringing those emphasis, to wherever we've been, and, trying to use those things to help us as a football team, as a defense, and we see it. You know, we really do believe in it. We buy into it. And I think the big key about it is that, you see how important it is in certain games. You need a momentum swing. You need something to help change it. You go all the way back to New Orleans when we got the interception for the touchdown. Those things help, and we'll continue to work on them.
What was it in that week three or four? I mean, what made you really start to kind of kick it up?
When we didn't get the takeaways that, the way we had hoped we would have. As you go back and look at it from the very beginning, I think we only had up to after the Giants thing, we only had only one or two takeaways. And we talked about it as a coaching staff, and Sean felt that going to the circuit would be a great way to emphasize it. So we do it. So when we break we break after special teams, after stretch, we go right in individual, we go right to the circuit.
Just the one day a week?
We do it one day a week as far as the whole group, but the coaches are always emphasizing their different individual drills. You may see like the pass rushers working on strips, you know, as they pass rush. The DB's always obviously working on interceptions, as are the linebackers, but you also see them working on some different techniques in terms of trying to punch the ball, a la Charles Tillman in Chicago.
Defensive tackle position, that hole left by Ron Edwards, is that up for grabs right now, or do you have an idea that you're going to be?
Well, I think, you know, as we go forward, you know, Sione Fool will obviously get an opportunity to be the first guy up. You know, we'll look at Sione, we'll look at Andre Neblett, we'll look at Frank Kurser, who we reactivated yesterday, and then, you know, as loud as it sounds, you know, keep an eye out for 76. You know, he's done it sometimes for us, and especially in past situations. And, you know, he's a big athletic body that poses some problems in there for guys, because he's long-armed. And, you know, if you can get him isolated on a center, he can have some success. So, you know, we're going to rotate, you know, four guys and see how it works. But, you know, Sione will be first up.
You mentioned Frank Curtis getting reactivated. Can you talk about the Nick Hickson, the practice squad guy that you signed, and why'd you brought him?
We wanted to bring in another corner to take some of the reps off of Josh Thomas and Josh Norman in terms of practice, and we felt this would be a good opportunity to bring an extra guy in, more so than anything else. He's a very fast, quick football player. I think that he caught our pro scout's eye on some tape, and so we felt that this is a guy we want to take a look at. So we brought him in, and we'll see how it goes. That's it. All righty. Thank you, guys. All right.